Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a great day to be out in the garden today, enjoying yourself. I got up nice and early this morning, was outside, and it was nice and cool. Definitely temperatures I wanted to work in. It's going to warm up today, but these temperatures this week are definitely worth working outside. So keep that in mind. It's going to be easier and more enjoyable out there. You'll probably get more production done when it comes to your garden. Like I said, there's still plenty to do. Plenty of time to be putting in your vegetables, putting in all the different items. So, you know, still got some time to be putting in there. So definitely get out to the garden centers, get out there, enjoy it, and see what's going on out there as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call. I've had some great questions today on a number of different things. You know, some dealing with lilacs, some dealing with others. But lilacs seem to be one of the ones we're looking at today. The most. So definitely looking at your lilacs, looking at anything that's flowering in general. I wanted to talk a little bit about it because I did have some questions from, you know, when do you prune a lilac? When do you take care of, you know, how long should they be blooming? Should they be done at this point? Or, you know, can you prune them safely? Well, definitely. Once a lilac is done blooming, once it has established its, you know, it's done its thing with the flowers, that is the perfect time to be pruning them, right? Because we're not going to affect any of the growth on the plant. You're not going to affect the flowers, right? And that's one of the main reasons why we have lilacs, is for the flowers on there. So you don't want to affect them. So that's why you wait until they're done flowering. Once they're done flowering, then you prune them off. Then you clean them up and get them, by like a third is really what we're looking at doing. What happens is by cutting it by a third, you're going to create new growth. It's going to get thicker. It's going to get stronger. It'll allow you to have most likely more flowers and more blossoms for next season, because that's that's the goal, right, is to have those flowers. So definitely worth doing. But this would be the time. I mean, most of your lilacs should be done blooming. You know, your common lilacs at this point. You know, if you have some of the others, like a dwarf Korean lilac, sometimes those will rebloom. So it's waiting till the end of the season, right, to prune them. But the majority of your common lilacs, the ones that have the bigger flowers, the purples, the whites, those are ones that should be done flowering at this point, and we can cut back and work with them. So definitely now is the time to prune. And that really is the rule of thumb when it comes to the majority of plants, right? Right now in front of my house, there are some rhododendrons that are in full bloom. And each year that I've been in the house, I've always pruned them after the fact, you know, they're done flowering, to try and really rejuvenate them for next year, get them thicker and wider instead of bigger. When we moved into this house, 6+ years ago, the rhododendron had kind of gone wild. And I had split-level capes, so, you know, the downstairs, you can't really see out, which is fine. We get the light, but you see these awesome blossoms that I'm looking at right now. But what was happening is they were over the other window on the second floor. And so over time, I've cut them back and shaped them, and now they're a nice full rhododendron that stayed a little bit smaller. But I've always waited till later on in the season. You know, we always, when we hear pruning, when it gets warm, we kind of say, oh, I don't want to prune, it's too hot. It might be the case. You know, look at the day that you're going to do it. But these blossoms are going to be on here for another week to 10 days, which puts us close to July 4th. You know, we're going to want to prune them, and you're going to have time to do that. And that's definitely, you know, something that can be done to keep them the size that you want them to. But with most of your rhododendrons that are blooming right now, once they're done flowering, prune them. Rhododendron in particular is a little bit more common to understand and see that blossom for next year, right? You know, some of the other plants, you don't see the blossoms right away. As a rhododendron, you see that blossom form in the next couple months, and it's there all winter, and then in the spring, it's right there, right? So you know where that blossom is. You see those, so you kind of say, all right, once that's happened, you can't prune it. But that's something to be thinking about, is pruning some of your flowering shrubs now after they're done blooming. You know, there's an azalea in the front yard as well. Finished flowering a couple weeks ago. Perfect time to prune it. Thin it out, clean it up, do that type of thing. Some of the other, you know, plants to look at that are flowering and you're saying, all right, well, when do I cut them? You know, your hydrangeas, right? Hydrangeas, your blue hydrangea. You know, you can trim back some of the flowers after they're done blooming. So, you know, with your endless summer, sometimes it'll help push new growth, new flowers for later on in the season. That would be fine. But your paniculata type hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas, the creams, the lime colors, those are ones that you need to prune early in the season to help, because it'll help affect, it won't affect this year's blossoms, or you'll do it after they flower as well. So the general rule of thumb, just in gardening and pruning with anything that is flowering, is waiting until after it's done flowering to prune it back. You know, we use that with everything because it makes sense with everything. You know, I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, when do I prune the blue hydrangeas like I was talking about? Endless summer can kind of be pruned any time. But let's go back to like the Nikko blues, right? The ones where you're not sure when to cut, etc. That's why pruning them after they're done flowering is going to help you for next year, because they haven't pushed that next blossom yet. So use that as a rule of thumb when it comes to pruning anything that flowers, so that you're not worrying about affecting the flower growth for that future season. So something to be thinking about this year if you're looking to thin out some of the plants. You've spent a lot more time at home, so you now kind of know, you know, the cycle that it goes through a little bit more. Maybe you want more sunlight to come in, etc., because it's in front of the windows. Do what you can, but those are some examples of what to do to be safe with pruning. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. But Summit mosquito dunks kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. You can use those little dunks that kind of look like little donuts, or you can use the mosquito bits too. Either one would work for you, but it's definitely worth doing this year to take care of it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dan's in New Hampshire.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I've got that root that it's kind of orange in the ground, but it grows to a thick vine that goes around everything and strangles everything and takes over the trees. It's a twisting vine. It actually choked out one of my trees to the point I can actually hear it growing at night. How do I kill this thing?
Well, so the easiest way to do the killing for this would be to use a product on the line called Brush Killer from Bonide.
Okay.
So Brush Killer, it'll say Poison Ivy and Brush Killer BK32. It will kill all the way down to the root system on it. Some of the best ways to do it is not just spraying. So spraying will kill a lot of the foliage and kind of kill down that way. For some of the parasitic type plants that are going around and strangling out, and it's not going to kill the tree itself. But the best way to do it is to find where it goes into the soil and cut it and then paint on this concentrate onto the fresh cut going into the root system, so it will absorb into there and kill the roots easier. This product is one that won't harm the lawn, so it can be sprayed close to the lawn and not kill grass. So if the lawn's going up to the edge of the woods, you're not going to affect that. But making a few cuts on the branches that are kind of strangling the trees is definitely going to help it. It's going to dehydrate the plant quicker. But if you're, what I would do to try and if the vine that you're seeing is more parasitic and pulling off of the plant, when you make that fresh cut, don't just paint the stem that goes to the root. Paint the stem that goes to the upper part of the plant so it'll absorb straight up that way while it's absorbing the air, because it will really kill it at that point. The fresh cut is a must. The fresh cut allows the product that you're using to be absorbed quicker, because it opens up the pores. The plant is in shock and it tries to absorb as much water as possible, or as much, you know, that moisture. And when you're putting on that chemical, it's absorbing that quicker and killing it a little bit quicker. So that product is a brush killer from Bonide. It's called Poison Ivy and Brush Killer BK32.
Is it Baker Alpha?
It's BK.
Oh, BK.
So
it's
K.
Baker Kilo.
Yes. Okay. I was in my head, I'm like, what's the best way to say K? I couldn't think there real quick. I apologize.
Where do you get Bonide products?
You can get them at your local garden center. Any of the garden centers around you will have it. If you want, you can go to their website, which is bonide.com. And right on the top, there's a spot that says where to buy. You put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the local garden centers that have it around you.
All right. This thing has grown to the point it's almost like an inch and a half to 2 inches in diameter.
Yep.
And then the smaller ones, you could actually hear this thing surrounding the tree at night, and it was squeezing the tree. It's amazing stuff. So now, could I IV this thing to the plant?
Well, so I that's why I want you to use like a paintbrush on it and paint it onto the root. So you're going to make a fresh cut and instantly paint it, and that thing is going to absorb it like it's water. Use a day where it's going to get into the 80s as well, because that'll dehydrate it a little bit quicker. So, you know, if you were doing a day where, if you did it in the morning where it's like that 50 degree temperature, the water's not moving as quickly through the plant. Right. Whereas it's like, you know, 75, 80, that is the perfect time to do it, because the plant is pulling water. When you do that fresh cut, it's just going to absorb the chemical and kill it a little bit quicker.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Dan. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you for the phone call.
You bet. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is investigating itself. USA's Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is on his way to NATO and Brussels this week. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting much to come from that meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
For USA Radio News, I'm Ron Osborne.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Jolene is in Beverly.
Jolene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things going on, and I actually took pictures of my shrubs that, where I have a shrub growing inside another shrub, and I take a picture of my Swiss chard also if it would be more helpful. But do you have an email that we can send photos to for you
yes.
to look at?
I can give you that. It's when you're ready, it's Paul P. Garden Club at G.
Okay, Paul.
Paul P.
Paul
Garden
P.
Club.
Garden Club, yeah.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, that's great. Yes, I have a burning bush at the corner of my yard. Between the driveway and the road, and my hedge. And within my burning bush that's been there for well over 50 years, there is now a white-flowered shrub that has like a tiny orange center that I find all along the streets, too. It must have flown over and just settled within my burning bush. And it looks beautiful. Right now it's starting to shed, though. And I don't know what the shrub is. It's a beautiful white flower. It doesn't look so beautiful right now, though, where it's kind of looks like it's drying up and just falling all over the place. Is this going to eventually harm the burning bush? Should I be concerned about it and try to dig up the new white shrub that's now growing inside of it?
So
last year.
I'm sorry?
This all started last year. I noticed it last year.
So it might not hurt for you to dig it up and get rid of it from there. Sometimes what ends up happening with some of these shrubs is they can choke out the growth from, you know, something like that. It seems, though, that the plant isn't getting as, like, big as that forsythia. Does that make sense?
It's the burning bush, the original.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean the forsythia. That's what I meant. I apologize.
That's still looking fine. Same size. In fact, constantly have to prune it, it seems. That doesn't seem to be a problem yet, but that if we see that it does look like it's deteriorating, we should get it out, the new white shrub.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is a lot of times when that starts to happen, it can pull nutrients from, you know, from the burning bush. And,
sure.
You know, burning bush in the state of Massachusetts, you can't replace. They're considered an invasive species.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that also. Do you know why that is?
So they, I wish I had a great reason. The state has determined that it is considered an invasive species.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah, so I'll say this when it comes to that. I have only seen one burning bush growing in the wild in however long I've been doing this. So I think they at one point we were just getting rid of all these different plants that had runners, and that was part of the reason for doing that, because they do say that they'll shoot out runners and they will start growing and just taking over areas. That's why they consider them invasive.
I see. Yeah. Well, I've never seen that happen with this shrub. We've been here over 40 years, and
There's a lot of people who say this exact same thing that they haven't seen it. Like I said, I've only seen it once, and to be honest, I think it was put there on purpose. I don't make those decisions with our government, so that's, you know.
That's the least of my worries about the government.
Exactly.
Thank you for that, Paul. Another question about my Swiss chard. That I love to grow, and I noticed some wintered over, actually. I have a garden along the west side of my house, and some came up, and I've already harvested some leaves a couple weeks ago, but I've noticed that subsequent leaves they have this fungus or something. They're turning gray and then wrinkled, and I'm not sure if it's the soil, which needs building up, I'm sure. I haven't composted it in a while, but I'm just concerned. It looks like it's all through the garden. I have some beets that I started, and it looks like some of those may be infected also. Is there, again, this is a case where maybe I should take a picture and send it to you. I'm guessing it's a fungus. I don't know if I should. I tried sowing some wheat berries in October to, dig up and work into the garden as a like a fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Done that. Is there a spray or something?
There definitely is, and it sounds to me from what you're describing, because it can be, sometimes you'll see it as white, but I've seen it as a gray type mold, would be like a powdery mildew. Powdery mildew tends to happen a little more when, you know, we have some rain followed by heat. And we've had that in the past, yep. You know, month or so here. So I would not be surprised if it's powdery mildew. So powdery mildew.
I water it a lot, too, just about every day with my rainwater.
Okay.
Which I collect in big trash barrels, and I was wondering if that might be a problem also. This is year-old rainwater. I just keep in jugs over the winter, and I use that instead of, you know, I only go to my hose when I run out of bottled water.
Yep.
I save from the rain.
Yeah, no, that's not doing this for you. It's okay. The way that the temperatures have been and what they've done. So there is a product out there. It's called copper fungicide. Okay, so copper fungicide is an organic product that can be sprayed to help control powdery mildew. And so you can find it at a local garden center. Bonide makes this product. And I found that, you know, they're one of the better for this product. So copper fungicide, you can spray it over the leaves, and a lot of times there's no problem. Like, it doesn't affect your harvest time. You won't have to, you know, be too worried about it being, like, on the food for too long, right? It's not something that you have to worry about consuming because it'll wash off nice and easy.
Wonderful.
But it will help get rid of powdery mildew. What you need to do as well is if some of those leaves are worse than others where they're just covered, kind of thin those out and get rid of some of them, allowing some of that newer growth behind it to be all right. So thinning them out a little bit, spraying with the copper fungicide, and then on top of that, I know you're using the rainwater, and there's nothing wrong with using that. I think that's a great way to reuse some of the, you know, natural. But what I would look at using when I'm watering, what I would look at doing would be to water from the base and not over the top of anything. True. And you probably already do that, but it's just that, you know, something to remind you as well.
Okay. I do most of the time, but as much as I can. Okay.
So the reason why I bring that up is because that's one way to help keep some of that fungus from developing. When you're watering from the base, your plants, you know, the water's not sitting on top of the leaves, holding in the area, keeping the moisture in an area. And then when the humidity hits, that's when the powdery mildew is coming. So that's one of the reasons why I just always remind people just as a precaution.
Great. And regarding my kale that was growing beautifully in a big container until I transplanted it to the garden, it looks like something's eating it. I'm going to send a picture of that to you.
Okay.
You can better understand what's going on. Thank you so much for your advice, Patrick. Love your show.
Thank you. And just with that, I am give me a little bit of time to get back to you. I am in the process of actually moving. So so give me a little bit of time to do that. I don't want you to think I'm going to be able to get to it right away if I can't. I'm going to do the best I can, but I just wanted to make sure I pass that along as well.
Good luck with your move. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm doing some cleanup around my daffodils, and I've had those daffodils growing for, since I've owned the house, about 18 years. And they're getting so thick, and I really would like to thin them out. They look absolutely beautiful, but they're so thick, they're just crowding each other.
Yep.
And I'd like to thin them out. And what I usually do this time of year is I usually plant over them. So I'll put some herbaceae or whatever, some kind of running flower to just yep. kind of fill that area in because there's no daffodils because it's yeah. so thick. I'd like to pull some of those daffodil bulbs out. But I don't know if I should do it now or I should wait for the fall. And because I'm doing the overplanting, then I'd have to pull up what I have planted there to do that in the fall. It's verbena. Okay. It usually yep. stays there until the snow flies.
Yeah, so you haven't pulled anything, you haven't replanted anything yet, right?
Not yet. No, I'm waiting. Okay. I was waiting to call you.
Perfect. So what I want you to do is hang tight for me, because I'm going to hit a break here, but we definitely can do something about this, and I want to give you some details on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were speaking with Jan in regards to some daffodil bulbs. And she wants to just become very thick. And they're not flowering as well, which tends to happen when they get overcrowded. So she was wondering if she could split them at this point, and that is definitely okay. Now, what I would like to see you do is, when you're digging them up, maybe use like a pitchfork is sometimes the easiest way to be able to, when you're pulling up the plant, it's not, you're not digging into a bulb with like a shovel, right? So, an option, you don't necessarily have to do it. It's not like an end-all, see-all. But it does help. When you're digging them up, this would be a perfect time to do it because you can do it in May or June. No problem. I'd look for you to pull them up, and sometimes you can find maybe, you know, like 20 different bulbs. They've kind of rejuvenated over time and built themselves back up. You want to, at this point, they've already, done flowering. So I want to make sure the leaves are off of the plant. And you can
replant them. But this is the best time to amend that area's soil that you want to put in it, right? So you said you're going to, you know, replant the verbena. Well, this would be a great way to add more nutrients to the soil, not only for that verbena, but for the bulbs going forward. So digging them up and then replanting some in that area deep into the soil, you know, 7-8 inches, and then putting the verbena on top of them, you're allowing everything to get the nutrients you need. You don't need to fertilize the daffodil bulbs at this point when you're putting them in there. It's not like you need to put, you know, some sort of like bulb tone or something along those lines. These bulbs are going into their dormant period. They're going to be dormant until next year, and they're not really absorbing nutrients or anything along those lines. So it definitely can be done. But I like to, once you've, you know, dug them up, you just take off all the soil. You brush all the soil off of it and make sure when you plant them, obviously you don't plant them upside down, right? You'll be able to tell with these ones because there's going to be a root system attached. And you'll see, just, you know, go about 7, 8, 9 inches down into the soil and plant them, spread them out now. And then next year, you know, you should have some growth, but just know that when you split something, it can take a couple years, you know, 2 to 3 years for it to really get into that deep full bloom that you've had in the past. Okay.
Okay. So what kind of fertilizer should I use? Like plant tone or something like that for now?
Well, so you can use like the plant tone and biotone for the verbena, but you don't need to use anything on the daffodils because they're going into a dormant period where they're not going to be absorbing it. So you can focus more on the verbena itself and not worry about the bulbs.
Okay, so currently the bulbs are like literally popping out of the ground.
Yep.
So I need to go ahead and plant them 7 to 8 inches deep.
Well, so a lot of times with that, depending upon the style of them, right, some of the larger types, and I'm not sure if it's like a Dutch Master or one of those, the bottom of the bulb usually would be like 7 inches deep. So, you know, a bulb itself might be a couple inches, so you just want to make sure the roots are a little bit deeper. Sometimes they can be, if they're like a tete-a-tete, they can be about 6 inches deep, so a little bit less. So it mm-hmm. depend on the style of daffodil you have, but you want to get it down a little bit deeper on there so it'll get that dormancy. It needs the cold. It needs the frost in the fall to go through that dormancy period and then wake up in the spring and do what it's looking to do for you.
Okay, great. Okay. So I don't need to fertilize, but in the fall, should I fertilize the bulb?
You could put like a bulb tone down over the top at that point, but it's not completely necessary. It might be looking better for like the spring, once the ground kind of starts to thaw, using something at that point.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Have a great one, Jen.
And you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.